Only in science fiction do people beam themselves from place to place.
Ready to transport.
Energize.
We don't have the technology to teleport ourselves in real life, but if we ever do, a new study finds our brains will be ready. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
When we travel, a place deep in the brain produces a distinctive electrical signal. This signal from the hippocampus starts up when we begin a trip and stops when we stop. And Lindsay Voss at the University of California, Davis, says no one knows why.
There's been all of these studies over decades trying to understand what this signal does.
Voss says one possibility is that the signal is triggered by the things we experience along the way.
When you're walking around the world, you have all of this incoming information, right? You have your feet moving and stepping on the ground. You've got all the visual stuff that you can see, right? There's landmarks and there's buildings that you recognize and street signs.
But it's also possible that the signal is generated by the brain itself to help it navigate. When you're trying to get somewhere, you're using memory, planning, imagination, and your senses. Maybe this signal helps all these elements work together. Voss was part of a team that came up with a plan to figure out just what the signal did, using teleportation.
With teleportation, what happens is you don't see anything and nobody feels anything, right? You're not walking anywhere.
Actual teleportation wasn't an option, so they settled for a video game set in a virtual town.
There's an ice cream store and a bank and a flower shop.
The idea is to navigate from place to place. You can walk, but in several spots, players can also enter a teleportation port. Each one acts as a shortcut to a specific place in town. Voss says teleportation offered a different way to test players' navigation skills.
They would pop out of the teleporter, and we would give them a new place to find. So we would say, okay, now go find the pet store. And they have to know, okay, based on the direction I'm facing now, do I need to turn to the left or to the right, or is it behind me?
The research team studied the brains of three volunteers as they played the game. As expected, Voss says, the signal from the hippocampus was present while players were walking about and absent when they stopped.
The critical question for us was what happens as soon as you enter the teleporter, right? As soon as that screen goes black and you can't see anything or feel anything?
The team figured that if the signal was just a response to sensory information, it would stop. But it didn't. During teleportation, the volunteers' brains were still navigating, and when they arrived, they knew whether the pet store was in front of them or behind them. Their brains had successfully guided them to the new destination using memory and imagination instead of relying on sights and sounds. Yuri Buzhaki, a brain scientist at New York University, says the findings show just how flexible the brain's navigation system is.
Somehow, the brain can disengage from the environment, and this is what we call mental navigation, which is we are still navigating mentally when we are recalling the past or planning for the future.
As for the mysterious signal from the hippocampus, Buzhaki thinks it is generated by the brain itself. And he says the signal's purpose is probably to help the brain's many parts work together during navigation. Arna Ekstrom is an associate professor of psychology at UC Davis and the senior author of the new study, which appears in the journal Neuron. He says the results are good news for Trekkies.
There's a potential for teleportation at some point in our future. And I think the really interesting sort of implication here is that our brain will be okay with that. Our brain has mechanisms that allow this to happen, even if teleportation is something that we would never physically experience in the natural world.
At least not for a while. John Hamilton, NPR News.